The Montrose School District is sending a message to the state about mandatory testing, but it looks like it'll be a largely symbolic move. This is Superintendent Dr. Mark McHale.
We've been talking for a while about state testing and the mandatory state testing. The board passed a resolution that will be presented to the state school board as well as the legislature requesting a 5-year waiver from the new series of mandatory state tests that are coming. There are two sets of tests that the states that are new this year. One were given last year, that's the CMAS, and that's the Colorado Measure of Academic Standards, and that's given in a variety of grades in social studies and science. And then the other test that we're very worried about is the PARC, which is connected to the Common Core, and that test will take place this spring as scheduled.
They've applied to be exempted from the tests, but the state has already told everyone that there will be no exemptions. The state's not letting anyone get out of it.
We disagree with that stance. We absolutely agree that accountability and proper use of assessments to gauge student learning is very important. However, we believe that the current assessments as they are being developed right now don't follow state statute. We believe they overstep the boundaries of the state. They're well above the federal minimum. And our primary concern is that it's taking away from important instructional time. When we look at the number of hours and the disruptions to a typical student's learning, starting in third grade, they miss almost a year of learning from elementary through the end of high school if they give the test the way the state has set them up to be right now. Again, we welcome accountability, but we also need the time to prepare kids for good learning so they can be successful not only on tests, but in the other things that we're preparing for them after school then.
McHale says that Montrose is also very different from the other school districts in the state. He says that they don't have the technology and resources that Boulder or Grand Junction has, and that with these tests being online, it may be more of a judgment of the students' computer literacy than their learning. Whatever the reason, the recently released test scores don't paint the district in a good light. As KVNF's Laurel Palmisano reported, an overwhelming majority of students tested were in the bottom two categories for science and social studies. McHale says that this message will hopefully add to the push for changes to statewide testing. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.